Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'd like to thank you for inviting us here today to present the financial situation of the BWC. The presentation I'll give today is very similar to the one I gave last year in November, where I highlight the balances, and then I'll also talk to some of the financial risks and the structural problems facing the BWC. Next slide, please. This slide here is just a copy of the overall status of contributions, which is what's been published on the BWC website. And what we see here, and I'll explain it in more detail on the next slide, but I'll quickly go through this one. We see that we start the year with 84,000 negative. The assessed contributions were 1.1 million, and we've collected 1.044 million. There are overpayments from states of 622,000, which then give us a net cash balance at the end of the year of 472,000. If we go to the next slide, it's a bit easier. Maybe just click through all the way. Thank you. Oh, back one. There we are. So here we see graphically the same information, and what it shows is we have the 2017 meeting and staff costs were 1.1 million, but we start the year with minus 84,000, and this relates to the monies that we spent in the previous years for which we did not receive the corresponding contributions from certain states' parties. This year, the collections of 1.044 million against the 1109 are quite healthy. They're healthier than they were last year, and I'll compare the two. We've received 94% of the contributions for the current year. Now, if we end the story there, we would actually not have enough money to host this meeting today because we would have 149,000 shortfall as of today's date. The reason we are able to have this meeting today is that we have overpayments from certain states' parties in the amount of 622,000, which then subsidizes or covers the costs partially of the amounts that we don't have in the bank. We go to the next slide and just do the same. Yeah. Now, if we look last year, you see we had the red was larger. We started off the year at 319,000 in the hole, showing that this green bar didn't reach to the levels we've received in 2017. And we also saw last year that we only had 75% collections as about this time here. The shortfall was greater last year. The overpayments were also greater last year, and I'll come back to that. So we go to the next slide. Here you can see it's a bit small, sorry. If you compare the 2 years, 16 and 17, actually, I'm sorry, the dates on the top are wrong. 17 is on the left and 16 is on the right. You see on the left the red balance of the underpayments is much less than what it was. We see that the collection rate of 94% is much better than it was. We see the shortfall is better than what it was. Those are all three positive developments in the balances. The negative development or potential negative development is we see a reduction in the overpayments. And again, I apologize that the tops, the 2016 and 2017 are reversed. I'll go to the next slide. So to summarize, in terms of the financial situation, the collection rates are much improved from 2016, but we still have a number of financial risks. There is always the risk of non-payment. We still have the risks in the delays in payment, and we see the risk actually coming true in the reduction of the overpayments. What I'd maybe like to spend a little bit of time on is some of the what I call structural issues. The real issue we have for the BWC, which is similar to the other conventions, is the fact that we bill for a year and we ask the state's parties to pay for the year, and we don't always spend exactly what we build. So if we have a budget, in the case of BWC, of 1.1 million, this year we will probably spend about 1 million, which means that we have 100,000 remaining. This 100,000 is not to be used at our discretion. This 100,000 is actually a liability back to those states' parties who paid for the activities, which were based on a 1.1 million. Which means that when we start the year, when we start 2018, if we consider that whatever balance remaining today is actually a liability, when I start 2018, I don't have money that's really ours. We don't really have money that's ours that's been clearly said this is going forward. And this is then the question about the use of liabilities or the use of credits. So if one state's party has a large credit, are we allowed on the 1st of January 2018 to use that credit to enter into contracts? Maybe that state party would like to have that credit returned to them. And we've seen that in the past, that some states' parties do call us in January and say we would like our credits back and sent back to us in cash. So this is a structural problem, is that we need to start entering into contracts in the early part of 2018. But we don't have the financial certainty that the cash is there in the early part. What we will be doing again this year is trying to get a package of invoices out to everybody before the end of the year, hopefully for all four conventions if possible. And what we would encourage states' parties to do is to try and pay those bills in the early part of 2018. That will greatly help us in terms of the cash flow. I'd like to thank you all and thank ODA for the work done this year to increase the collection rate, having gone from 75% to 94%. Was a major jump, something we've not seen before, and I think that's due to the potentially due to the focus on financial issues that's come about in the last year or two. I think the question is about then, you know, financial stability measures. The real question and issue we have is the timing of cash flow, and I think you may want to reflect on what measures could be taken to ensure cash is available at the early part of the year so that we could enter into contracts. The key hurdle for us in terms of rules and regulations is the fact that we can't enter into contracts unless we have the cash in the bank. And the key reason there is that if we were to enter into a contract without cash in the bank, and for whatever reason we wouldn't have the cash to settle those contracts, we would be legally obligated to pay those contracts, and we would then have to go find money somewhere else in the house. And the regular budget, the General Assembly has been very clear. We're not allowed to enter into any financial liabilities that would potentially create a liability for them. And thus they've been very clear with the rules to us. Do not enter into any contracts unless you have the cash, because if you do that and something goes wrong, you'll be forced to come to us, and they don't want that. So that's where we're stuck financially, and that's the cash flow, the timing of the cash flow, the way the budgets are approved, the way the assessments are done out, and then the timing of the payments. It causes a structural problem, not just for BWC, but for all. I'll stop there, Mr. Chair, and open up for questions if you like. Thank you very much.